Mr. Schenker, good morning to you.
Good morning, Your Honor. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal, please. May it please the Court, my name is Henry Schenker, and I'm the Franklin County Attorney, and we're bringing this as an appeal to a decision calling issuance of a show cause hearing held by the Nebraska Tax Equalization and Review Commission, and we have a number of assignments of error. I guess the most important ones that I've highlighted are the standard of review for this court, that the adjustment that was ordered to the grassland value of 8% was not did not conform to the law, was not supported by competent evidence, and was arbitrary, capricious, and unreasonable. And the reason we feel that is the show cause order was issued entirely using the property tax administrator sales. There was a procedure through the administrative regulations found in Title 350, Chapter 12, Subsection 03.04, where if the property tax administrator disagreed with the county assessor, they were supposed to give notice in writing. There's a sales file protest procedure. None of this occurred, and it was simply discussions between the county assessor. Our county assessor tried to speak to the field liaison, is who comes out and generally works with the counties that work for Department of Revenue, and she tried to talk to the field liaison about reasons for disagreement, didn't get a response. The reason we feel this is important and the sales file procedure is that the county assessor's determination of sales being used is presumed correct. That's also in that administrative regulation. We also feel like with the statutes which describe the role of the county assessor, 77-1311, she or he has the general supervision over and direction of assessment of property in county versus the property tax administrator 77-702, who has administration enforcement of all laws related to state supervision of local property tax administration, also advises the county assessor.
Counsel, would you characterize the evidence here as in dispute between the property tax administrator and your assessor?
I would, Your Honor.
I'm sorry?
I would, Your Honor. That's part of the crux of this, the use of comparable sales.
Okay. If you have something in dispute, can it, by definition, then be arbitrary?
It can, Your Honor, if particularly what we're concerned on at the show cause is the only evidence that the commission came back with on the record was that the values of Franklin County's grassland value was low in comparison to surrounding counties, but what is supposed to be looked at is comparable sales, not you can't take a whole county because we have different NRD districts, we have different soil types. You can't take an entire county and say, you know, hey, this is comparable sales to the others.
What's your definition of comparable sales
for this
purpose? Yes.
Right, Your Honor. There's a lot of regulations in the administrative code regarding this. You look at water use, soil type, the NRD district. If there's an ability to some of our NRD district that is our whole county, Lower Republican, does not allow new irrigation, so you can't irrigate pasture or break it out into farmland, dry land. The northern part of Webster County that adjoins us is Little Blue, which I believe still can. We have Tri-Basin, NRD, some different ones that can to the north of us.
So the range is, in your district is lower. Opportunities are lower. Is that because of the compact?
That's correct, Your Honor, and we've had a moratorium since 2003.
Okay. But your dispute is with the values that were used by the PTA in making his or her determination of the value of the grassland in question.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And you claim that he can't use sales of surrounding counties or sales that exceed a 12-mile radius from the from the grassland in question?
And I don't know that it was 100% a hard and fast rule. I know it looked like that in the record.
But the property
tax... Didn't your county assessor use properties beyond the 12-mile limit?
She did not in her own abstract, and that's because with the soil type, also the Little Blue NRD, that she did not feel those were comparable sales. And then also the rainfall issue of, you know, the further east versus west, we're west of Webster County. These were all Webster County comparable sales that the issue was.
Didn't the assessors in the surrounding counties agree with the property tax administrator that these were comparable sales that the property tax administrator was using in determining the valuation of the grassland in a particular county?
I know that... I'm not entirely sure what comparable sales were used from Franklin County for Webster County's appeal. As I understand, Ms. Krueger, their county assessor did agree that those were all comparable. I don't know that you can really say, and that's where there's all kinds of different criteria of the soil type, rainfall, topography, energy.
But isn't that the main dispute as to whether or not the property tax administrators valuations used in making a determination were reasonable and accurate?
It is, Your Honor. So I don't know that you can have as a hard and fast rule for one county that we're going to use all the comparable sales from another.
But the grassland in your county is still, with its increased value, is still lower than any of the other surrounding counties.
We were lower than everyone else. That is true.
And now they're still lower. Even with the increase, they're still lower than all of the surrounding counties.
That is true, Your Honor. I know to the north, that is all. You can have new wells.
So your real argument is that the determination made by the TURC is arbitrary and capricious because it's not supported by proper and sufficient evidence. Isn't that the main argument?
That's correct of the use of
and
sales.
The weakness of the evidence is that the comps were inappropriate. Is that right?
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
How many sales differences do you have from the PTA?
I believe there was about five or six. They were somewhere in the middle of our brief, maybe page 17, 18 or so of the first appellant's brief.
And there were only 9 sales in your county, and then you went out and got comparable sales from other areas. And
that's correct.
The property tax administrator used some more, and you do use some different ones, and you claim that when it's all said and done, that increase is based on inconsistent or improper valuation.
Well, I feel that the TURC, its finding on the record, only cited that we were lower in comparison to the other counties, and really what they need to be looking at is the comparable sales, not just the county as a whole. And we had reasons why we used a number of sales from Webster County. We didn't use all of them because of the soil, different NRD district, rainfall, some of those factors that our county assessor, and there is the presumption of correctness. We weren't given the opportunity to protest these sales, and when you come to the show cause hearing, the burden is shifted from the county assessor being correct to us defending to show cause why.
What would be the result of the assessor protesting these sales or these valuations before you had a show cause hearing?
It would be a different burden that the assessors would be presumed correct. There would have to be more showing from the property tax administrator.
But ultimately, TURC's going to make the decision.
Absolutely correct, Your Honor.
And using your sales, what was your valuation percentage that, using your facts, was it within the acceptable range of
We were between the 69 and 75. We were at 72.5, and using theirs was 66.61, which is up over reach.
Well, why were the property tax administrators' use of different sales invalid or not correct?
Because they simply took all the sales from an adjoining county. They did not look at soil type, rainfall, the NRD district, and that's ultimately where the TURC has to weigh in, and the only thing on the record with TURC is that just that we're low in comparison to surrounding counties. They don't say anything specifically about the sales, and we feel like that's the problem. If you're going to equalize between every county, you're going to have the same value in Richardson County as Kimball County, and we know that's not going to be the case.
Well, they didn't really do that in this case, did they? You're still lower than all the rest of the surrounding counties. It's just the question of how much lower can you be.
Right, Your Honor. Any further questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Bartel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Your Honor. Please support Jay Bartel, Assistant Attorney General, on behalf of the Tax Equalization and Review Commission, or TURC. In order to equalize grassland values in Franklin County with similar surrounding counties, the TURC ordered an 8% increase in grassland values in the county. We submit the record fully supports that adjustment. Initially, the county has erroneously claimed that TURC erred in relying on the property tax administrator's reports and opinions, Exhibit 31, in issuing the show cause order. Again, agricultural land is required to be valued at between 69 and 70% of its value. The median is the statistical measure used to determine if the value of property in a county falls within the acceptable range. The PTA is required by statute to provide TURC with an opinion on the level of value and quality of assessment of all property within each county in the state.
Could I interrupt you a minute before that? What about the claim that the county assessor was not given the right to protest before TURC issued a show cause hearing? Is that of any significance?
No, Your Honor. The county has incorrectly claimed that the PTA improperly disregarded Franklin County sales, or that somehow the PTA improperly disqualified sales from the state's sales file in determining level of value. For one thing, the record shows that both the PTA and the assessor used the same 9 sales from within Franklin County in computing their respective levels of value. But the PTA, in addition to those 9 sales, used 10 borrowed sales from adjoining counties to determine level of value. 7 were from Webster, 2 from Harlan, 1 from Adams. The use of borrowed sales from other counties is authorized by 5027 subsection 5 and is consistent with professionally accepted mass appraisal techniques.
In order to use those sales, did the PTA have to get the verification from the county assessor in those counties that these sales were actually held in appropriate comparable sales?
It's a statewide sales file, so each county has their own sales. All of Franklin County sales were used. So the Webster County sales or the Harlan sales, they would have been part of the state sales file. There's nothing here that deals with disqualification of sales from the sales file. That's a totally separate process.
Why do you want to get more borrowed sales? Why can't you just use the 9 in Webster County?
Yes, and that's part of the evidence here. If you look at the testimony of the property tax administrator, there's a 3-year study period that's used for agricultural land. In this case, it was between October 1st, 2012 through September 30th of 2015. One of the things you have to look at is, do you have a representative sample for each year in the study period? That's part of the policy that's used to measure land analysis in Exhibit 101.
But it's representative. It doesn't need to be statistically significant or some other description, right? Representative sample.
Yeah, the sample. And,
right.
And one of the problems that the PTA identified with how the Webster County Assessor wanted to determine her median. And again, you have to remember, too, it's the property tax administrator that that measures level of value. That's not a function of the county assessor. The county assessor is to value individual properties and reports those values on the abstracts.
Was the PTA's report timely prepared and disseminated?
Yes. I mean, it's a tight process. I mean, the abstracts are filed late in March, and then by 19 days later for a county like, it's a different period of time, depending on the population of the county. Then the PTA has to do reports, and those are prepared about the first week of April.
Did Franklin County have time to object to the PTA's report?
Well, they would have had the information, and you can tell from the assessor's own attempt to challenge the property tax administrator's calculation that she had numbers from the field liaison April 14th, I think. But again, you got to remember, it's the property tax administrator that measures level of value. That's not the assessor's function. The assessor has an interest in it, obviously.
And they have no right to object to that assessment of value.
No, they're confusing objecting to disqualification of sales from the state sales file with the process of measurement. The county certainly can recommend or have comments as to how measure of value was determined, and at the show cause, they have the right to present evidence if they want to challenge that measurement. But that's totally separate from the composition of the sales file and disqualification.
Is this correct then, that the sales file is not, there's no leeway, it's an objective function, is that right?
Well, the sales file is basically
popular. Leading to the level, that's an objective activity?
The sales file just simply is comprised of all qualified sales throughout the state. Okay, that's all that is. But the measurement process is totally different.
And that's the question of which sales you're going to use from where.
Right, and again, the reason that the property tax administrator used the 10 borrowed sales was partly a question of representativeness, and that's what she testified. And I think if you look at Exhibit 120, it includes the spreadsheets that the assessor prepared, and the borrowed sales that were excluded by the assessor included 4 sales from Webster County that occurred in 2014 and 2015, which was at the late end of the study period. The assessor used 4 borrowed Webster County sales from 2013 and 1 Harlan County sale from 2014. So basically the PTA, in explaining why the division used the 10 borrowed sales it did, was that the assessor's sales from 2012 and 13 reflected older sales with high ratios, and the borrowed sales used by the division were necessary to give a representative sample for the entire 3-year study period.
So is your argument that the PTA used time-wise a broader range of sales?
More equitably distributed period over the 3-year time period, they were more equitably distributed during each year, which was one of the goals to get a representative.
At arriving at the level.
Yes.
And that's what Turk relied upon for the show cause hearing.
That and other evidence. There was other testimony from...
For the show cause hearing?
Yes. Yes, at the show cause hearing.
No, not at the show cause, for the show cause.
Well,
what did they rely on for the
reports show and opinions are specifically provided to inform Turk of the level of value and quality of assessment, and he could use that to determine whether or not to issue the show of cause.
Which they did. And then at that show of cause hearing, then there's additional evidence offered by both the Franklin County as well as the PTA.
Right. The county assessor testified and
specific
the PTA
sales.
As well as an ag land specialist. And just for example, there was testimony from the PTA that, again, the Webster County assessor in the show cause hearing had stated that she felt that their grassland was comparable, very comparable to Franklin County. The same values or same sales were used in Webster and Franklin and Harlan County. And also there was testimony from an ag land specialist, Sarah Scott, that with respect to the borrowed sale from Adams County, that Adams County grassland would be very similar to Franklin because they're very close together where their grassland area
lies. Taking into consideration rainfall, NRD, well rights, things of that nature.
Well, for one thing, it's hard to figure out, NRD and irrigation falls into valuing grassland. So that's one concern. The other thing is, again, with the rainfall, I know their assessor attempted to say as you go further east into Webster County, that somehow they get more rainfall. But if you look at her testimony on page 148, there was really no basis for that. She kind of almost said, It's just they do different things over there, different economy. It's just, and she almost said, I guess. So I don't think there's really any compelling evidence to suggest that at that 12 miles, everything changes.
And that 12 miles, is that an arbitrary number?
That's the assessor's, that's what she used. The current policy manual from the division says you basically can go out as far as you need to go so long as you maintain, you know, comparability in terms of land type, geographic characteristics, et cetera. And that's what the division determined, that all of Webster County was comparable and that those sales were properly used.
So that was an arbitrary number made by the Franklin County assessor.
Well, she may have had a basis for it, but again, we don't think that there's any 12-mile limit. The property tax administrator stated that's not their policy, and so
no regulation saying that.
No, there is not.
You just need comparable sales.
They should be comparable, and again, there's plenty of evidence suggesting that both the property tax administrator and her staff said these were comparable sales. That's what the report and opinion states.
That 12 miles is in any direction.
I assume so.
All right. That wasn't clear to me from that, that's all.
I think at the bottom line is, again, if you look at Exhibit 31, page 15, you will see the relative values of grassland in Franklin and surrounding counties. And again, without the adjustment, you would have Franklin County significantly lower than surrounding counties, and that's exactly the point that Commissioner Cox made in discussing the proposed adjustment. We think the adjustment is definitely supported by the record. It brings them still actually lower than some surrounding counties, and there's no evidence to overturn Turk's decision.
Thank you very much. Do we have any time for rebuttal?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. That takes us.